That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, better known as Big Dot, with you on another Thursday night program here on the Jumbo Braille program on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, prayer, praise, prayer requests, because once again, we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again to give us another good message tonight. And first off, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, of course, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, a mystery guest I don't know, and Brother Quirk, and me.
Okay, and the first numbers of the area code and the first three digits, Ruth, of that mystery number?
517-897.
Okay, mystery caller, if you wish to have a prayer request or prayer praise for Brother Quick, just press the number one. We'll open your mic, all right? So we'll start with Emily while that person decides if they wish to join the conversation. Emily, you got any prayer requests or what have you for Brother Quick tonight? We got your mic open, Em, so you can go ahead and just unmute yourself. We don't hear you, Emily. Ruth, is her mic open?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, darling. She just may not be right there at this moment.
Okay. How about our mystery person? Did they press the number one?
No.
Okay. Well, how about you, Ruth? We'll give you a moment here while we're waiting to see if Emily comes to the phone.
Yeah, I've been having some issues, and I'll just say as a personal request is all.
Okay. And, of course, the requests that I've had, not only for my health there, Brother Quick, but also the requests for the ministry, as we've requested before.
Honey, the mystery guest wants to speak, so I'm going to let the person.
Okay, we're opening your mic, mystery caller.
This is Marcus. I would ask prayer for all of those who are involved and being affected directly with all the conflicts in the world. And those not directly affected who are feeling stress and who are worried about those who are directly involved in the conflicts around the world.
All right. And Emily, do you come back to the phone yet? We know, of course, your main request for first responders and those in the nursing homes. Looks like she's away from her phone there. Okay. So we'll just go ahead and turn it over to Brother Quick. You got these prayer requests, Brother Quick, and we'll turn the floor over to you to open us with a word of prayer and cover these requests and get into your message. Amen.
All right, and thank you, Brother Ken. It's always good to be back here with you all. Let me see if I can start off proper this week. And I'll give you my mailing address for those of you who would like to drop me a note. It's 1122, that makes 1122 Church Street, that's Waycross, Georgia, 31501, that's here in the United States. Let me give it to you one more time. 1122 Church Street, and that's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled in one word, capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, comma, Georgia, 31501. And Miss Quick and I will be very excited to get any note that anyone would like to send us. Any prayer request, a praise request, anything like that, we would love to get that so that we can share with the folk this next week. All right, now, Emily seems to be a little bit on the quiet side tonight. She maybe has just not gotten over to where she's able to talk where you can hear her, Brother Ken. You know that she's done that kind of thing before. And so let me just pray. And I'll include those things that she usually gives as her requests. Our Father, thank you so much for this night. And thank you for these prayer requests that have been brought to our attention. We're asking for Miss Emily, who always asks for special requests. And she also asks for first responders and those dealing with different situations like that. And we're asking that you'd be with every policeman in this nation and keep your hedge of protection around them and help them as they do their job. Now, Lord, I'm asking for Brother Ken. He's been asking you for a bus or they'd be able to get out and get to the line in the area around there and give the gospel to them. And so I'm just asking that you just minister according to your own sweet and wonderful will here. Ken is a good man. He's been a faithful man. I've known him for a good number of years. And we're just asking that you just minister unto him and through him. And then for his wife, Miss Ruth, asking that you just touch her help. And she said something about a special request this night. She doesn't have to mention it because you already know what it is. And I'm asking you just touch her back and touch her help in a way that only you can do that. And then for our mystery listener tonight, we're asking you to be with every request that he gave. And for those that are out there working hard, most of the time, those very jobs are unthankful jobs because those around have very little thanks for those that are doing those situations like what he's asked for. And we're asking that you just minister according to your sweet and wonderful will. And I'm asking you to be with Miss Quick. She has a special request this night also. And I have a special request also myself, and I'm glad that you know all about it, Lord. Now, Father, I'm asking that you'd help us this night, the Word of God, and break it and help us to get it in such a way that everyone that's listening will be able to understand everything that you're saying unto their hearts. So, Father, I'm just asking you be with Brother Six. It's always good to hear him, either before or after. And I'm just asking you just keep your hand upon him and strengthen him. Now, Father, I'm asking you be with us this night now and help us according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. James chapter number 4 is where we've been studying. And our main thought has been growing in God's grace. Growing in God's grace. And we'll be looking at that very subject this night, as we've been doing for several weeks now. James chapter number 4, we stopped at verse number 7 last week. Spirit of God has directed me to go back to verse number 7 this week and just give just a few more details on exactly what James is teaching us in this passage of Scripture. Chapter 4. And verse number 7 says this: Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. My reading there in chapter 4, just for that verse of Scripture tonight. We may get a little bit past there, but we'll just stop right here. And let me just make some remarks that I did not make last week. We, as Christians, are all growing in the grace of God. Ever since that moment that God saved us, we've been growing in God's grace. God has a plan for every life. Plan for most of us is to learn what it means to grow up. Amen. And so what we're going to do this night is look back at this verse of Scripture, and I've got some remarks that I need to make that I did not make last week. The world in which we live, all of us this night, this world in which we live, we as Christians, there is a God in this world that we as Christians must put up with on a daily level. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 says this: But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now listen to this now. We're talking about growing in God's grace. And this world has a God spelled with a little g, that all of us have to put up with. This little god, Satan, has done a splendid job in deceiving the minds of lost people, some of them listening to me this night, to the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the salvation of their own soul. I remember that day when God came by, put me under conviction. I remember that night that I trusted Christ to save my soul. I remember that. It was 65 years ago, but it was just like it happened just last night. You see, the God of this world has done a splendid job in deceiving many believers. Listen to me now. He's done a splendid job in deceiving many believers to the importance of living our Christian life by conviction. You see, we have to show the lost people around us the Jesus that lives within us. It's the only Jesus that most will ever see before they appear before the great white throne judgment, before they're cast into the lake of fire. He's done a splendid job in deceiving the preachers of our day. Hello. There'll be some preachers listening to me tonight. Listen to me now. The average preacher of our day does not live by convictions. They live, they talk, they walk, they act just like the world around them. So many preachers of this day have no idea which book is the real Bible. You see, they make it difficult for those of us who do know which book is the real book. I know a gentleman in a state a good long ways away from here. We've known each other for a good number of years. He goes into the jails to the lost, but he doesn't use the authorized version. He uses one of those other things. And ever so often, this other version will suddenly come out with a new copy of their version one more time. And this gentleman has loved to throw it in my face and say, well, you know, the day's going to come when that book that you call a Bible ain't going to be around here any longer. Well, I just simply quoted a verse of Scripture to him. And that verse of Scripture just says that God's Word is here to stay. Amen. And he just kind of looked at me and he says, I don't know if I can believe that or not. And I said, well, you'll believe it if you just believe the Word of God. But you see, the average preacher of our day and age does not realize that there's only one book that carries the very words of the Lord Jesus to the American people, to the English-speaking people, and it's the authorized AD 1611 King James Bible. That's it. There's no stories in there. There's no fake things in there. Every word in the authorized version, every word is a word of truth. Oh, listen. The God of this world would love to keep every preacher of the Bible lost in their mind as far as which one of the books is the real book. Well, you don't have to look too very far, and you don't have to look at very many of these fake verses before you'll understand what I'm talking to you about, because the authorized AD 1611 King James Bible has every word in it is the word of truth. Amen. For example, John 3:16. These are the words of the authorized version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. you know, these fake books, these like the NIV and these different ones, they don't word that right. They start like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. If God gave his one and only son to go on to Calvary and die for the sins of man, how could he save any other son that wants to come to know Christ? It's impossible because, according to the NIV, God gave his one and only son. No, the Authorized Version teaches it correctly. God gave his only begotten son. Only has one old begotten son. Only one of those, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, Satan is a mastermind at deceit. He deceived himself into believing that he could be as good as God. Oh, listen. Isaiah chapter 14 says these words. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon also upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You see, the devil knew that he couldn't be any better than God. He set out to be just as good as God. That'll never happen. You see, the devil is a created angel. God's not created. God has always been. You see, God of this world deceived a third of all of the created angels to follow him. Revelation chapter 12 says these words. Listen to this. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. There it is. The devil talked one-third of all of the created angels into following him. That's why we, as the child of God today, have such a job living our life for the Lord. Oh, listen. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's what God teaches us. What's this word, submit? What about this word submit? This word submit, let me tell you what this word submit means to us. This word submit or submission is an unresisting, humble yield under the obedience of God marked by an inward peace and joy. I'm talking to that man, that woman that you looked at in the mirror this morning as you just wash your face, and you're just making sure every hair was in place. I mean, that's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to those of you who cannot see anything at all. I'm talking to you because you're listening to me, and I'm talking to you on this very thing. Oh, listen. Submission is a yielding, a total yielding to the will of God in every situation in life. We're not a submissive people today, by the way. Hello. We've been deceived into believing that we must be in control. No, no. We can't be in control. Not if we're a child of God. Not if we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. Not if we're those that are growing in God's grace. We can't be in control. No, uh-uh. Only God is in control. Proverbs chapter 3. Listen to these words. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's a submitted life. Hello. If we do not submit unto our God, we will be subjected to the God of this world. To subject means to give in unwillingly, but still have to give in to him. Christians have put up with this truth much too long. When God saved my soul, it didn't take long to figure it out that God had saved my soul and God had given me a new life to live. God had done that. It didn't take long to figure out that I had the privilege of becoming submitted unto the will of God, not subjected unto the will of this world's God. No, I'd been that long enough. But now I had trusted Christ to save my soul. Now I was submitted unto him. And that's what James chapter 4, verse 7 starts out with. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Oh, hallelujah. There's a second step required, as seen in verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Hello? If you have never trusted Christ to save your soul, there is no way possible that you can find yourself resisting the devil. You cannot do it. You're still a child of the devil. You cannot resist him because you are under his total control. Hello now, listen to me. Listen to me, child of God. Listen to me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. I didn't have any power to resist the devil until just a moment or so after I had trusted Christ to save my soul. Oh, listen to me. Resist the devil. We're growing in God's grace now. We live in a time of great lack of proper discrimination between right and wrong. Everywhere you want to turn and look, everywhere you want to turn and look today, there is nothing more than just a lack of knowing what's right and a lack of knowing what's wrong. Proper education is desperately needed today. The only way we're going to properly become educated is to get ourselves into the Word of God, study it, memorize it, and take it for our guide every day. You see, the instruction is for us to resist the devil. Resisting the devil is seen in our actions. John chapter 13, verse 35, listen to this. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Not just love one for another, but love one to another. Oh, my soul, there we are, resisting the devil. Because the devil comes along, he wants to make every one of us to find something wrong with somebody, doesn't matter who it is. It could be our wife, could be our husband, but the devil wants us to always find something wrong, something wrong. Well, that's not what God wants. You see? We're to resist the devil. And resisting the devil means that we will have love one unto another. We will show our love to each other. We'll show our love to each other. That's what that verse said. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:35. Well, to resist the devil, we must stand up against his temptations and oppose him. Resist him. We have that power to do that. If we know Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we have that power to do that. We have that power to be able to resist him. Couldn't resist him before God saved me. Couldn't do that at all. To resist the devil means we're to put a no parking sign. Listen to me now. We're to put a no parking sign in our heart. It means we're put a no trespassing sign in our mind. To resist the devil means that we will put a hedge about our minds, a hedge about our eyes, a hedge about our intents. That's the only way that we can grow in the grace of God. You see, to resist the devil means we must use a power that comes from another source. That another source is from our God in heaven. Amen. You see, with every trial, Jesus quoted scripture. Let me give you a verse of scripture. Matthew chapter 4. Listen to what it says. Satan came to Jesus and he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. Jesus answered him and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Oh, you see, every time the devil approached Jesus, Jesus would always answer him back with scripture. Did you know that's not such a bad thing to do today? I said that's not such a bad thing to do today. Psalms 119 and verse 9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Psalms 119, verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Listen to this next verse, Psalms 119, verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." Well, hallelujah. You see, there is a way that we can grow in the grace of God. You start taking the word of God and start hiding it in your heart. Start reading it every day. Start hiding it in your heart. And when the devil comes to throw a temptation to you, just bring the word of God out to him. Amen. You find out that that works very good. It works very, very good. Well, that's not the verse of, the end of verse number 7. James chapter 4 and verse number 7 says this: "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil." Listen to the rest of this verse. "And he will flee from us." Woo! Let me read that to you again. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from us." The word "flee" means he's going to run to save his own neck. Anything just to be able to get away from us, because the devil can no longer stand to be in our presence. Oh, hallelujah. We're growing in the grace of God, by the way. The only way that you're going to grow in the grace of God, is to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. The only way you're going to grow in the grace of God is to resist the devil. And when you submit yourselves, therefore, to God, and when you resist the devil, you're going to find there's going to be some sweet peace flooding your soul, because the devil can no longer stand to be in your presence. Amen and amen and amen. What about that? Those apples there, Brother Ken, that sounds like it'd be a pretty good steak to me. Amen. You see, the devil is in danger of defeat whenever he is in our company, and he will not be beat by us. He will not be. He's going to run for his life. The devil must run, because he can only feel safe when he gets away from us. I want the Lord to use me to make Satan uneasy and to make Satan run for his life every day of my life. I'm telling you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I have learned some things about what it means to grow in the grace of God. And this is one of those things that it means when I'm growing in the grace of God. The devil will no longer be able to keep company with me, because I'm going to quote the scriptures to him, and I'm going to resist him, and he's going to run for his life and get away from me. Amen and amen and amen. Well, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse number 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, wait a minute now. Draw nigh to God. How can we draw nigh to God? We can only draw nigh to God when we learn how to submit unto God, when we learn what it means to resist the devil. When we learn these two things, then we'll find ourselves being able to draw nigh unto the Lord. And when we can draw ourselves nigh unto the Lord, look at what happens back to us. And the Lord will draw nigh unto you. Isn't that amazing? That is the best way that I can tell you to sum up James chapter 4 and verse number 7. We learn what it means to submit unto the Lord. We learn what it means to resist the devil. And we'll see what it means, because the devil will have to run for his life to get away from us. And then we can draw near unto the Lord, and he'll draw near back unto us. Well, how do we start that? Remember, we're growing in the grace of God. Look at the rest of verse number 8. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Who are we talking to? We're not talking to the lost people here. We're talking to the saved man, the saved woman. We're talking to the saved preacher right here. We're talking to the saved deacon right here. We're talking to the saved Sunday school teacher right here. We're talking to the housewife, the saved housewife. We're talking to those very people, those that are listening to me tonight. That's exactly who God is talking to right here. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. You see, God saved my soul some 65 years ago, July the 20th, 1956. I trusted Christ to save my soul. I trusted Christ to save my soul. And you know what? He did that very thing. And I'm still saved yet to this day. How can I say that? Because when I trusted Christ to save my soul, he gave me everlasting life. He gave me eternal life. Eternal life never comes to an end. So when we read here where it says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, James was writing to saved Jews. He knew they were saved. He also knew they were sinners. Amen. God knows that you're saved. God also knows it's really easy for you to sin. I know all about that very well. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. How can we be double-minded? Well, because one minute we think we know what it's like to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. One minute we think we know what it's like to resist the devil. And the next minute, we find ourselves flat on our face because the devil has thrown a curve to us and we didn't see it coming in time, and we fell for every bit of the temptation that he threw at us. Oh, you see, when God saved me, that did not end my sinning. When God saved you, that didn't end your sinning. When God saved me, God saved my soul. And when he saved my soul, he gave me that privilege of knowing that I'm going to be saved for the rest of my life and for the rest of all eternity. I'm going to be saved. It's not an easy thing to live a Christian life today. Hello. Remember how I started this out tonight? This world has got a God that every one of us Christians has to put up with. That God is the devil. That God is the Satan that thought he could be just as good as God. That God in this world is that God that pulled a third of all of the created angels to follow him, and they're still following him yet to this day. And that's why you and I have such a time in our Christian lives sometimes, because we have to run into some of these fallen angels. Amen. They've got power to throw temptations in our way. They sure do. They sure do. But you see, I'm talking to you tonight about growing in the grace of God. Verse number 7 tells us a whole lot about growing in the grace of God. Verse number 8 tells us a whole lot more about growing in the grace of God. Because when we're saved and we know that we're saved, we're still going to fail God. Amen. Amen. We're still going to fail him. The Lord knew that. That's why he gave us scripture that we read in the Word of God. I'm trying to pull it out of the top of my mind. I can't call it off right now. I know it by heart. I've quoted that thing a thousand times. I know that verse just as much as anything else. And for me to know that I'm being tried by the devil, I have the right to forgive, to ask the Lord to forgive me of every sin every day. I've got that right, that privilege to do that. And the Lord does that every day, every time I ask him, every time I seek him, the Lord's going to do that for me every time. You see, that's the privilege that we have, being a saved individual. That's the privilege that we have when we learned wholeheartedly James chapter 4 and verse number 7. When we learned what it meant to submit ourselves, therefore, to God, when we learned what it meant to resist the devil, when we learned what it meant to draw nigh unto the Lord and he would draw nigh unto to us, when we learned what it meant to cleanse our hands, you sinners, and purify our hearts, you devil-minded, we learned all about that. When we read the Word of God, we learned all about that. You see, it's easy. Hello now. It's easy to think we got everything under control. It's easy to think that. The devil wants you to think that. But how it is that we need to live our life, we need to live our life in such a way that we know that God is the one that's in control, and it's God is the one that controls everything that we face. It's God that can confess our, can forgive us of every sin. It's God that can do that. We're not the ones in control. Only the Lord is in control. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit. Submit. Unresisting, humble, yielding of obedience. And it's always marked by an inward peace and joy. That's all about submission. And that's where every one of us needs to go, even right this night. We need to go right here. And we need to just stop and listen to the Lord as he speaks to our heart. We need to do that because we got things that we need to take care of before the Lord. We got things we got to take care of before the Lord. And I'm going to close in prayer. But when I'm closing in prayer, I want you to listen. Listen. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Oh, that's what it's all about. Coming to know Christ as our Lord and our Savior. That's what it's all about. And it can happen to you this night if you've never trusted Christ. It can happen to you this very night. But it takes you learning what it's like to be submissive unto the Lord. Oh, listen, our Father, I'm asking right now that you'll deal with each of our hearts. Help us this night. Help us this night to hear you and you, when you speak to us. Help us to hear you and help us to listen to you and help us to obey you this night in these moments right now. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask this. Amen. Brother Ken, it's all yours, brother.
Amen. And that was a good message. And I just want to say that wasn't good stakes there, Brother Quick. And for anyone that wishes to give some comments or questions, we're opening the mics here, 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. Amen. Who do we got with us, Ruth?
Well, it looks like we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, and it looks like possibly six.
All right, you got their mics open.
Afternoon, good evening, everyone. Definitely a great message. I encourage everybody to go back and listen in its entirety. I know I'm going to because I'm late. As always, hello, Brother Quick, Sister Quick, Sister Wolfgang, Brother Wolfgang, Emily, and all the other listeners listening. Great message. God bless. Please go back. Yes, sir. Yes. Please go back and listen. Amen.
That was definitely a good message there, Brother Quick.
Well, thank you, y'all. And Brother Six, it's always good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, sir. Likewise. Good to hear yours as well. Yes, sir.
All right. Do we have any questions from you, Emily?
No, I got to say that was a good message. It was also a brick thrower.
Amen. Well, definitely learned quite a bit about submission there. And we know that submitting to God is very important. Amen. All right. So one more time, would you give us the address that people can mail to there, Brother Quick?
The address is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street, that's Waycross, one word, capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501.
Okay, and then if they wish to contact him via email, they can send it to my email address, feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelintouchking@gmail.com. Put in your subject line question or comment for Brother Quick, and then I will take that message, print it off, send it to Brother Quick, and then when he sends the reply, I'll send it right back to you, and you'll have his reply. Amen. And for those that wish to donate to keep this station on the air, because it doesn't come cheap or free to keep shows like this on the air, there are a couple of methods you may use. First, for you PayPal users, you go to paypal.com, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. And for you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, enter $, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will richly bless you. And the third option you have, if you wish to send a check or money order to Brother Six, you can contact him at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com once again, and in your subject line, request information for donation, information for Six Eyes Radio Network, and then he will send you back via email the information you need for pay to information and the snail mail address where you can send your check or money order. And then we would greatly appreciate that as well. And, of course, God will richly bless you. Amen. And then, Six, would you tell the folks on how they can get this show and any other shows of the Six Eyes Radio Network?
Yes. To get this broadcast and any other shows on the network, you go to your podcast portion on your phone, your Android or iPhone. In the search, you want to type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, base radio, R-A-D-I-O. Once again, in the search, you type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, radio, and press subscribe, and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. Thank you.
Amen. and then you'll have it all the time on demand. Amen. And we're going to end with Brother Quick giving us a closing prayer. Amen.
Kenny, just to let Six know, because I do have an Android, I found out that if you do go into your Play Store and download iHeartRadio, you could go right on there and get it as well.
So that's the app you need is iHeartRadio. Download that. Then you type in Six Eyes Radio, as he's talking about, for the podcast, and then you're able to get the Six Eyes Radio Network. Okay. So that's for you Android users. All right. All right, Brother Quick, you want to close us with a word of prayer?
All right, let's do that. Our Father, thank you for these moments together, and thank you for each one that had the slightest little bit to say tonight. And it's always good to hear each of their voices. I'm asking for your hand of blessing to be upon each one, that you'd be with Brother Six, and that you'd continue to bless this radio network, and just keep the money's coming in as to where they'll not have any problem paying their bills. And we'll sure thank you very much for that. Now, Lord, just be with us this night. Help us to understand that we, as a child of God, are never alone. You're always with us, no matter where it is that we go. You're always right there with us. And I'm asking you just help us to understand every moment of every day that we can call on you, and you're right there to hear us and to answer us. So, Lord, we're just asking that you just go with us this night now and watch over us in these coming days, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. And I'm asking you just help those outside of this area that heard us. I'm asking that you'd help them to be able to write us a note and just drop it in the mail. So we'll get it. We'll be able to pray for them on a regular basis. So just be with us this night, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. Thank you so much for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we'll catch everybody tomorrow night on the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, 9 p.m. God bless everybody.
Hey, good night from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Take care.
All right, brother. All right.